Yet there is an even more insidious side to inflammation. When it becomes systemic, that is, when it affects the whole body, then it causes strain on cells everywhere. And usually we don't even know it. It is silent. In recent years, systemic inflammation has been linked to a number of problems, including diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and heart disease. I address inflammation in the resilience training program because I think that if something is bad for the rest of the body, it is also bad for the brain. Systemic inflammation affects the whole body, after all, and it also puts a strain on brain cells. Indeed, many of my patients show signs of inflammation, and when they take measures to calm it, they also calm their anxiety and improve their mood. The reverse is also true. When they calm their mind through meditation and awareness practices, the stress response can shut down, and so can their inflammation. Starving in a world of excess, insulin resistance, and metabolic syndrome. Most of us in the developed world get an adequate or excessive amount of food each day. But from the point of view of the individual cells, there may be a serious lack of what is needed for the cells to do their all-important work. That lack can cause poor communication with other cells, low energy, lack of mental focus, and the inability to shut down the stress response. There is a spectrum of problems caused by insulin resistance, from very mild, trouble processing blood sugar or blood glucose, to full-blown diabetes, requiring the medication insulin. If the mild problems are not heeded and the condition progresses, it may evolve into metabolic syndrome, also known as prediabetes. This member of the Western disease cluster includes high blood pressure, elevated triglycerides, low HDL cholesterol, and inflammation. It is often evidenced by an increase in belly fat. If the condition is not reversed, it can begin to cause lasting damage to the heart and nervous system. But for most people, it can be reversed. The frequency of these problems has exploded in recent years, along with the rise in obesity.